guitar over there, Betsy.
Radio, New York, talking to Philadelphia, Dallas, Boston, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, West Palm Beach, have you heard the word? Seattle, San Diego, Yakima. All right, not Yakima, not just yet. David Lee Roth, way, way too early in the morning. Robin, how are you?
I'm doing great, Dave. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing better than Arnold Schwarzenegger. It says, it's written in the page here, A-H-N-O-L-D. Arnold is hurt in the motorcycle crash. What is this? 15 stitches in his lip, and after he's got his, and he and his son got into an accident. That sounds like a motorcycle act. Do you know how to ride a motorcycle?
No, I do not. But I do know that his son was in a sidecar, and all I can think of is what looks more Nazi than that.
No, you got a point there. Animal, have you ever ridden a motorcycle? Do you ever own a motorcycle, man?
No, I never owned one, but I've ridden on one, but I never driven.
What kind of motorcycle is big enough for you?
Harley Davidson.
Well, that's probably what kind of bike he was driving, right? It would have to be an American bike if a governor is driving it, right?
Yeah, I think it was a Harley.
You know what it sounds like? It sounds like he wasn't wearing what's called an integral helmet. You know, when you have the piece that goes across the bottom of your jawbone? Mm. That's the thing that saved Lauren Hutton, you know, the model who fell, the one who has the split between her teeth. How come Lauren Hutton never did an ad for The Gap? Seriously. It sounds like Arnold was wearing one of those beanie helmets, you know, those little temp the fates helmets right there.
Yeah. Again, the Nazi helmet.
Well, if you...
Get me to a California hospital.
Well, she's got a point. How many people are out there riding around in Nazi helmets that don't even know it, huh? No, there's a whole generation of people who are really unfamiliar with that, aside from some old black and white movies. That now is what the look of riding motorbikes is about, right?
Every time I see one of those black helmets, that's what I say.
That's what I think too, man. Just, yeah. You know, keep a little groove going. I think he was probably posing, because if you're riding around in a sidecar, or with a sidecar, what, you either put your girlfriend, you put a family member, or you put like a beagle with a right, with a scarf.
Yeah, yeah. Would have got to have a scarf.
That's what I would do. I would have a pit bull terrier named Chet. with goggles and whatever.
Oh, no.
A little thought balloons coming out of his head.
There you go. And it would be like an exclamation point and a question mark. And if Arnold got 15 stitches in his lip, what's he going to sound like when he talks now?
He'll probably sound normal.
He'll have a lisp. That'll be fun to hear him with a lisp. I live in Santa Monica.
15 stitches is a lot, man. I've gotten 15 stitches in my lip. I've gotten more than that.
How'd you get yours?
How did that happen? Jeez, as a little kid? Not even. I forget what happened. I think it was in a karate practice or some such. I just got belted in boxing or something like that. But Arnold's got to speak for a living.
That's right. I didn't think of that.
You go.
Okay. Lou Rawls, dead at 72. Be careful if we play your song, huh?
Yeah. I'm telling you, it was your fault, Dave.
Lou was great. Lou was more famous. The song that I play by Lou Rawls is not the one that he's the most famous for. He's most famous for "You'll Never Find."
Oh, see, that's right.
We used to practice that as a kid, man. You would hope that your hormones would kick it.
Yeah.
Another love like mine. Yeah.
I love that heavy voice.
You like that? Do that hip hop style, animal. Can you do that? Go on. Get in there. Get in.
Yo, everybody, I used to love you. Hey.
He's got some resonance there.
Was that pretty good?
Barry White's back.
That pretty good? Oh, that was my Barry White, huh?
You have a Barry White chromosome. I feel that as well, though. I do.
I have the Barry White eating chromosome.
He ate himself to death? Do you know something I don't?
No, but he was a rather large man. I imagine he enjoyed his Krispy Kremes.
Did Luther Vandross eat himself to death?
No, he was thin when he died, right?
Thin. Yeah.
I've been seeing ads for the movie Hostel, so my mind is like on, you know, psychotic, you know, nightmarish stuff. You know, maybe he ate himself to death.
I don't know.
Lou Rawls, dead at 72. You'll never find
me again.
Another love like mine. Well, I didn't wake up this morning.
And we're back.
Anyway, Belafonte calls out the Prez. Caracas, Venezuela, the American singer and activist Harry Belafonte called the greatest terrorist in the world. I guess he's calling,
He called Bush.
He called Bush. Oh, this is a misprint here. He called the greatest terrorist in the world on Sunday and said millions of Americans support the revolution of Hugo Chavez. What is the socialist revolution of Hugo Chavez? Does anybody here have any idea?
No, I thought he was a member of NSYNC.
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
No, actually, you're probably not. You know, what do these kids do when, you know, when the glory fades? You become a president of a South American nation, a banana republic.
He was like, wasn't he a union leader down there and basically made it into political power? I think that was what happened with him.
Well, that's a pretty fair guess.
Yeah. Know.
They named a ravine after him in L.A.
No, that was Chavez the grape workers or whatever.
Oh, it's not the same guy?
No.
Oh, I'm so stupid.
Okay. Cell phones ruin families. New York from Reuters says the round-the-clock availability that cell phones and pagers have brought to people's lives may be taking a toll on family life. How many times have I been talking to this? Seriously. How many times have you gone to a club?
Oh.
And everybody is sitting on a couch on the cell phone. Who are they calling? The other couch?
They're calling the kitchen. Where's my drink? I ordered chili fries.
Well, I've used the cell phone to call from the car going to the club and had somebody waiting at the door to have drinks ready. That's like an Elvis thing.
Well, you know, we stopped making them bring cell phones.
Sorry, go again. There, go again.
But we don't let them bring too many cell phones in the club no more when I'm out there working. Because they be taking pictures on the download of girls and stuff. I have a lot of problems like that.
And what? They're not allowed to take pictures of the girls inside, is that right?
That's correct. And then guys be like on the phone and they're sleep and take a little picture and stuff. But we have people watching out for that. We throw a lot of people out like that.
Can't you get a thing that like blocks out cell phones? You can get a thing like from the spy store or whatever, somewhere I was reading about this, that for 200 meters in any direction, it blocks out the cell phone transmissions and you can't click in or click out, and it's illegal because if there was a fire or something like that, you wouldn't be able to make your emergency calls. Anybody familiar with that?
No, I never heard of that.
No, that definitely exists, and clubs use it routinely, yeah, you know, because people are always on the cell phones and stuff, and they don't drink as much, and they don't dance as much, they don't, you know.
Oh, okay.
That'll put a crimp in your bottom line.
Which is what it's all about. Speaking of, I don't know if he's got a cell phone, but he's been definitely into your club animal. Nick Lachey likes to get kinky with Jessica.
Go ahead and read it how, Dave.
Nick Lachey reveals in an interview that he used to put on Jessica Simpson's shoes.
Hello.
And walk around in them. It was sort of a kinky thing we like to get into, he tells Elle Magazine. There are other revelations, too. Let's stick with this one.
You know, she works out at my gym, and she's a real tiny little slip of a thing. So that means her shoes are pretty small.
I was just passing a message here over here. I was going to ask Animal.
Yo.
You ever put your wife's shoes on?
Never, but...
Has she ever tried to put yours on? Both her feet will fit in one of your shoes.
Yeah, I know, but I'll tell you something.
Her skull would fit in one of your shoes, man.
Yeah.
She could fit her whole butt in one of your shoes.
Yeah.
You could fit your whole wife
do,
in
you
one.
You know, I'll tell you something she made me do one time. We were just messing around. I put a gown on one time.
Like a wedding gown?
No.
That's terrifying. That's
terrifying. Man, but she went and told somebody, man, and I was like, man, I was really pissed, man. So I was like, hey, why you want to do that? That's something for to be private,
man.
Man
put a gown on.
Say again, Robin.
How does she make you put a gown on?
Oh, man, my wife can run me to the ends of the earth, man. That's the only woman that's complaining I'm scared of.
Booty pulls a freight train. Even the ancient Romans, even the ancient Romans knew that if they had to cut off somebody's arm after battle, it took five guys to hold one man down or one nurse.
One nurse. That's it.
That's the power of the booty, baby.
Wow. I'm impressed. I'd also love to see the size of the gown that fit our animal.
Believe me, I stretched it all out of proportion. Believe that.
So I think if I took every article of clothing I owned and sewed them all together, they might fit you.
They might.
It would be like a quilt.
Yeah. A quilt.
A love quilt.
A love,
love quilt.
Quilt.
Okay.
And then you could like sleep on the love quilt. Give me some love music there, baby. The Pope Shooter is to be released. Okay, this is good music for this. Give us a little level here. Because it sounds like hijinks. It sounds like almost comedy, doesn't it? Doesn't this like they're running an intrigue comedy, a European spy comedy or something?
Yeah.
Because this kind of news is way too retarded to even be realistic.
So what do you get, 25 years?
It's not enough. I don't care if he shot the Pope. Pope Shooter to be released. The Turkish man who shot Pope John Paul II in 1981... he's going to be released on parole.
Well, the Pope did go and say it's okay. What do they call that? Forgiving. He went and forgave him. I do remember that.
Yeah, but that's the Pope's job.
And thinking, wow, it's going to be really cool to be a Pope. Because I couldn't forgive him.
I could never forgive him.
I have a hole in me now.
If somebody shot you, could you get over it?
No.
Over. Animal, have anybody ever shot you?
Yeah, I got shot in the leg once.
Really? Okay, let's hear about this.
Now, I had this girlfriend, man. She was like, you know, she was a player, you know. She had a lot of guys. And if I was to go to the store and then call her, man, she would, like, get all mad. And I ain't know why, because she wanted to know where I was at all times. And then when I found out, we got into an argument. So I started to leave. So she going to shoot down at the ground and scare me. Then the bullet bounced off the ground and hit me in the leg. Hold
it. And could, let's see it.
All right, hold on 1 minute.
Okay. Oh, wow. Oh, that's not too bad. Hey, it looks like the Shroud of Turin.
And all you ladies grooving on Animal's voice, he's wearing gray thermal long johns under
I'm from L.A., girl. You know, I have to wear my thermals, man.
I have a funny Shroud of Turin story. On the road, I was with a gal after the show, and I had had a rash on my back, you know, from the soap in my clothes or whatever, and I pulled my shirt off, and she goes, wow, what's that? It's kind of red. And I said, it's the Shroud of Turin. And she had like a confused look, whatever. So I went for the joke. I said, yeah, but if I stand on my head, it looks like the baby Elvis. And she thought for a second, and she said, Turin isn't Elvis spelled backwards. But maybe it is. I don't know. If you have a rash that looks like the baby Elvis, is that to call for a rabbi or a dermatologist? Whatever.
Get them both.
Get them both.
No picture on eBay.
I'm certain that in New York there is somebody out there who is both by job definition. I'm sure there's a rabbi dermatologist out there.
Elvis impressions.
Anyway, the Pope Shooter should not be released. Come on, how many times are we going to continue to release this garbage back into the system?
Well, you think anybody who shot someone should be released ever, or is it just that he shot the Pope?
It depends. You know, it depends on circumstance. But for somebody like that, then the circumstance is so extreme. That's a high-profile individual, and whoever is going to go for that, that's not a crime of passion.
Yeah. Yeah.
That wasn't like somebody slugging it out up in the 47th precinct, and somebody
like
had a little too much to drink. This is premeditated. Somebody had to study roadmaps, time schedules, you know, trains coming and going, and, you know, all of that kind of stuff. Somebody had to go purchase the correct kind of weapon for it and practice and so forth. So, no, I think you should put him away forever.
Was he the guy who... Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead, man.
Go ahead.
Was he the guy who inspired the Pope Mobile? Did they have the Pope Mobile before?
No, I think George Barris inspired the Pope Mobile.
Didn't they?
The guy who invented the Munster Mobile. The guy who invented the Batmobile.
No, but seriously, did the Pope have a mobile before this shooting?
I don't think he's the first Pope to get shot, is he? No, I'm, clearly, you know, people have been trying to kill off the
Pope. Ronald Reagan got shot.
Yeah, I'm sure that, you know, everybody's...
He's supposed to be letting that guy go, too, I hear it. I don't know how true it is.
That's right. What's his...
John Hinckley?
Yeah. And is he supposed to be out? No.
I think he's already out, isn't he?
I don't know about him, but it's the guy who shot John Lennon has, like, day leave or something to go visit a girl or visit his wife or his family or something like this. Anybody know about that? Mm. How do these guys get out?
Yeah, he gets, like, a family leave, but I believe he didn't get the last parole hearing he had. He has to remain inside.
That's good.
Yeah, Yoko goes to all the parole hearings.
Why should she even have to go to parole hearings?
I know.
Yeah.
Mm. The weird thing is that the woman he wanted to see was Mei Ling.
Oh, man.
I don't know if anyone's old enough to get that joke.
Who is Mei Ling? she's the extra woman.
She was the one that Yoko set John up with. When she said, you know, I know you need some strange, and it's been a long time, and so I'm going to find you a concubine. And it was
She was the one in between. She was only there for like 6 weeks, right?
Yeah she was a part-timer.
This was in the 3 months that, what was it? The 3 months that wasn't was or something when he was carrying out with...
The lost quarter.
The lost quarter.
The lost quarter.
Okay, let's read it. Two female high school students from California who were expelled on suspicion of being lesbians have filed a discrimination suit.
Where's Linda when we need her?
Oh, man.
I don't need Linda to weigh in on this. I got to imagine 75% of most Catholic high school female students are lesbian.
75.
At least a couple
85.
Of days a week.
I went to Catholic school.
I'm sure it's not 85.
No, I'm serious. You know, it's that's got to be a standard. I want to get Linda in on this one, so we'll continue on. I got one more here. Stolen Elvis goodies. How many more people are going to carry on? Well, let's just read it. One woman's embezzlement is another person's auction bonanza. A London court ruled Friday that hundreds of rare Elvis Presley-related items must be auctioned by Julie Walter to repair the nearly $1 million she stole from her employer. I don't get this. What happened? Hmm. Did she steal memorabilia and sell it, and now she's got to pay it back? Is that what's going on? This is not unusual. You know, it's one woman's embezzlement at a London court. I don't understand what happened. Sounds to me like she did what the guy did with Lady Di, where they kind of plunder things. Hey, here we go. Linda, come on in here.
Ladies and gentlemen, Linda.
Linda.
Inspector Reisman. Linda, put your headgear on. I got a news item for you. Roth Radio, broadcasting New York, Philadelphia, Dallas, Boston, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, West Palm Beach, and soon the free world. She's hooking up here. It says vodka, ideal for post-match stress. Russian hockey team head coach Vladimir Kirkunov has acclaimed the virtues of at least 3 shots of vodka as a remedy for post-game stress.
You think he slams those 1, 2, 3, or you think there's any space in between?
That's certainly a remedy for boring games.
Yeah, and getting rid of the pain of having your teeth knocked out.
Some coffee is good to the last dropping. Would you pay $175 for a pound of coffee beans which has passed through the backside of a furry mammal in Indonesia? A lot of the coffee I drink tastes like it already has. You want to go to spots here one time? Break away, white boy. Yo! Get it!
David Lee Roth in the morning.
Roth Radio. We're not going to open up the phones just yet. We're broadcasting live from New York, short distance from me to you. Philadelphia, Dallas, Boston, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, Houston, San Antonio, San Diego, Kansas City, St. Louis, Yakima. All right. Sooner than later. All the news that fits. Roth ruining it for everyone else. So, Demi...
It takes me a second.
That came right out of the coffee. There we go. So, Demi and Ashton, do you think those crazy kids are going to make it? At least he's going to be spry enough to change her embolism stockings. I smell a Woody Allen Soon Yi thing happening. Are we allowed to joke about that kind of stuff in New York? Can we joke about Woody Allen? Is he a patron saint here? Look at the look from Instructor Reisman.
I'm still waiting for the FCC list.
But which FCC list?
I actually have a statue I'm going to put here because I'm afraid I'm going to curse. The you can't say words, you know?
Oh, you know. Think you can be pissed off?
Are you sure?
I'm absolutely sure.
Even if not,
what are you going to sit here and you're going to read a menu?
No, at least give me a test or something. I'm very competitive that way. I want to test. If I get 100, I know I'm, you know.
You don't have enough vocabulary that you can't find your way around it without the effort.
I came from Brooklyn, and it's just a matter of time, Dave. Seriously.
Well, that's why they have me on a 14-minute delay.
I think this should be a dump school for the guy inside. There's no like college or dump college. I think we got to stick
dump
him in
college.
A, yeah, we got to stick him in a room with 20 guys from Brooklyn. Let them all curse and see how fast he can dump them, and he passes. I'm scared.
Dumping with the stars.
No, don't be scared. It's a few of the most obvious stuff. You know, it's not an issue. If you're out of words, it's an issue. If you don't know anything else besides certain five, six basic words, then you're out of luck. Then you're SOL.
All right.
But nine times out of ten, if that's a great big hurdle for you, then you got greater issues than censorship. And here's a couple of greater issues. I lost my page here. Two female high school students from California who were expelled on suspicion of being lesbians have filed a discrimination suit. Oh, I'm going to open up the phones on that one. 866-313-3733. We're also on the internet, www.davidleeroth.com or The David Lee Roth Show or hit me, white boy, davidleeroth.com, www. And I want to know what you guys think. Instructor Reisman, you got a view on this one?
Yeah, I think I'm qualified. I'm a gay Italian with a Jewish last name that went to Catholic school, so I think I can handle this one. Well, the truth of the matter is...
It's like a quadruple latte with a... Swing with this. Go.
And all the politically correct lesbians are going to call in and hate me now, but you know what? If it's a private school and they're not taking federal funds, they can do whatever they want. And
Is this a private school?
I mean, if it's a Catholic school and they're not taking... federal money or, you know, city or state dollars in an area where, unfortunately, there's no rules to protect stuff like this. I mean, the suspicion thing, I mean, how do they know? Was the nun with them? Is that what she know? I don't know. How does she know?
Yeah, well, it's the same way as when I got supposedly busted for smoking pot backstage at Our Lady of Mayfield Holy Child of Jesus Incorporated. And, you know, and the judge said, so what happened? And the nun said he was smoking pot backstage. And I stood up and I said, but how does she know what pot smells like?
Yeah.
How does a nun know what two girls together are? The girls
smells
are always...
Like.
Smells like victory, huh?
Exactly. That's a shame that the world's still like this.
What do they do? They watch and see if you're too good at softball? And then...
I think, I guess so. I don't know. I'm trying to figure out how they would figure out that they're... Unless they have like a...
Like your dad did.
Yeah, I mean,
and what did your dad tell you one day?
He goes, Lynn, you know what? He goes, I always knew. He goes, you were too good in softball.
She's not kidding.
No, I'm not kidding. He said, I said, what else? He says, you always brought women home. And he said, you know, but I didn't put like a rainbow tattoo on my forehead and walk around and say it was gay. So I can't figure out how the nun figured this one out.
Well, they're probably just hanging together all the time. Maybe they both have short haircuts, right?
And they had cats with
them. Oh, yeah, I got a haircut. I can't let it grow too long, or they throw me out of the club. That might have been it.
I'm serious. You know, what else are they going to go on? You know, they're going to go on belly rings and haircuts. You know, or what kind of music? You know, too much of Melissa Etheridge and, you know, hobnobbing over the latest Ellen DeGeneres show.
Hanging out at Home Depot. Could be anything.
Could be anything.
They were singing "Come to My School Bag."
It's scary that this still goes on.
Yeah, well, that is scary.
Catholic Church has a lot more things to worry about.
Where did this actually happen? It didn't even say.
No, I don't see where it
happened. No, it doesn't say. And I'm curious as to if this is like the Deep South or the Midwest.
Invite them on the show.
Beg your pardon?
Invite them on the show.
The two kids?
Why not?
Ah, their lawyers would forbid that instantly.
You think?
It's California.
It's California?
Yeah.
What part of California? There's different parts. You have the great interior.
You may know the town.
I know them all. Go ahead.
Wildomar, the California Lutheran School in Wildomar.
Oh, it's a Lutheran school. Mm. A Lutheran school.
What's a Lutheran?
I don't have expertise.
What's a Lutheran look like?
I don't know. It's a Christian school.
Wasn't that something from Star Trek?
Also, there was no nuns there. There was no nuns there at all.
So this is not a nun thing? Maybe the nuns have gotten to the point where, you know, come all ye faithful.
I thought the Methodists were way more liberal on this.
I'm completely confused. I know what Mormons are. I know what Catholics and Jewish is. I know... Buddhist, okay, and Islamic, of course, but what is a Lutheran? What's a Presbyterian? What's a Unitarian?
They're able to get divorced and not get excommunicated. Like in the Catholic Church, you can't get divorced. I think part of the separation in, you know, the Church of England was a whole divorce issue when they separated from the Catholic Church. I'm thinking.
Irregardless, two kids are now going to have their lives changed around because of somebody's incapacity to deal with. And again, it's not the kids. It's not the kids' issue. It's the issue of the teachers and the parents to explain it to everybody else who's a little bit confused. All the other school kids are going to be confused by it.
They feel that they're in a religious school, Dave, so they feel that they need to uphold what they perceive as the teachings of Jesus Christ. And a lot of people interpret...
I don't think at all that's the teachings of Jesus Christ, and I don't think that they even think that in their brain. I think that may be what they're putting up on the windshield so that everybody salutes. But if not for a second, does somebody in that front office, the headmaster or the teachers or anything, thinking teachings of Jesus? I think they're teaching public relations. I think they're worrying about their paint job and that this may put some people off from joining their club, and that maybe this doesn't assign them with the religious right. What do you think, man?
Do you think they're telling these girls they're going to go to hell because of this?
Oh, definitely. Oh,
what,
my God.
What kind of hell? You mean like fire and brimstone, everybody back on your heads kind of hell?
Yeah, well, they're sinning. You know, they're sinning, according to them. So.
So is everybody in America, though.
Lesbian hell.
Yeah.
I'm in
lesbian
hell. I am in lesbian hell. All right, we're going to take a call here. Go for number 6, Hutch. It says his wife is a lesbian. Ron, are you on there with us? We need to hear about
that. Oh, yeah, I'm here, Dave. How you doing?
Grace us. Go ahead.
Hello.
You're on.
Dave, I can hear you.
Go ahead, Ron. You're on.
You there?
You're on, Ron. I think his cell phone done zipped out. He'll try and call back there. Can you hear me, Ron? I'm going to give you one more chance, son. You're on. Lose him. Find yourself a good lesbian who owns a good cell phone there. You ever had a lesbian experience, Robin?
I have. Yes, I have.
Like recently?
No. No.
And what's your with that in mind, what's your take on what should happen here with these two kids? Should they be kicked out?
Or so bad.
Maybe they should have like lesbian continuation high school.
They do. They have alternative high school in New York for gay students. They really do.
Now, that sounds racist.
Well, they really do. At a certain age.
Beats getting beat up every day in school, you know?
Okay, so they're getting beat up in general population.
Absolutely.
So they have to be moved to the side.
Yeah, and it's by volunteer. They don't, like, herd you there and say, oh, you're a lesbian, you have to go there. It's by request. Then you can request to go to that high school in New York, and they have counselors there. I mean, the suicide rate among gay teen youth is tremendous. In fact, they even talk about it on this radio station. So,
well, nevertheless, though, isn't it the issue of what happens if, beyond sexual preference, what happens when it turns religious? What happens when it turns political or racial? You follow what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
If you can't control the general herd in terms of, okay, here's one subgroup. I happen to be fond of lesbians, but a lot of people aren't. So, okay. So the lesbians got to move to the side. I'm Jewish. We're in a minority. Yeah, we might have to be moved to the side. Black people love the music, but they might have to be moved to the side. And on Mexicans, you know they all carry knives. So they got to be moved to the side. And pretty soon you have nothing but Presbyterians and Unitarians in the school. you got nothing of any pizzazz, any kind of liveliness. You follow? Isn't it the issue more of controlling the general bunch?
Oh yeah, and that would be Bush's perfect America, I think.
What's perfect America?
To have all the people who weren't pushed aside step in the middle, like March of the Penguins, when they'd have all the penguins and everybody would move to the outer circle of the penguin circle, and then you have that core middle group keeping everybody warm. It seems to me that's what he would want.
That doesn't work, though. If you took away everybody of color, background, religion, or whatever out of New York City, you'd have nothing but some Indians left and a bag of beads.
Of course it wouldn't work.
Seriously. I think what if you stood in a circle and you had 10 different people just collect randomly from New York City, and everybody had you took a box of crayons, Crayola crayons, and you said, "All right, let's go around the circle. I want you to take out the colors that you feel are inappropriate. Take out the colors that for some reason you think shouldn't be in the box and pass the box to the next person," right? First person would go, "Well, let's get rid of black, brown, and blue because they use that for graffiti, and you know what kind of people make graffiti." So they throw the crayons away. They pass them next door. Everybody who's in the arts and sciences go, "I'm so sick of seeing red marks on my script. Take out red, orange." "And I always hated school, so get rid of yellow. No more underlining, no more homework." You see where I'm going with this? Yeah. Then you pass it downtown. They go, "We ain't never had no money down here. Get rid of green." "I've never been in the black or the red." You finally pass it to your accountant. He goes, "I love beige." So you throw him and the box away. Next thing you know, you got the empty box and your schvants in hand. You're about to advance into what? Neo-Nazi something or other in the past. Hey, come one, come all, whatever it is, just don't bring it down into the street and scare my horses.
David Lee Roth, weekday mornings.
Live in the studio, baby. Play it up, Brian. Brian Young on the guitar, that's electrical, baby. Live in the studio. Jam tracking, track jamming. Play it, white boy.
Roth Radio, New York, Philadelphia, Dallas, Boston, and the entire rest of the free world. The strongest radio signal in the history of mankind.
David Lee Roth, 866-313-3733, or we're on the internet, davidleeroth.com. Okay, I think we have a couple issues that'll dovetail here. Two female high school students were kicked out because they were lesbians. I think it was the Lutherans who kicked them out. Is that what we said?
Allegedly.
And then the guy who shot the Pope is also back out on the street. So I don't know if these two if these two issues dovetail here, but they got a little bit of a religious thing. I don't think the guy who shot the Pope should ever be put out on the street. The same as the guy who shot John Lennon. The same as the guy who stabbed Steffi Graf. Remember the tennis star? Mm-hmm. Fella jumped out of the stands and stabbed her. And then I've had stalkers. I got great stalkers. If you got stalker stories, give us a call. No, you know, I've had people try and stab me with pencils, you know, when I was trying to sign autographs because I didn't turn around quick enough. And I've had, well, you know, nothing violent like that. But whoever, the guy who decides to shoot the Pope or John Lennon or push the, there was a concert violinist from the New York Philharmonic who got pushed off a rooftop a dozen years ago. Oh, yeah. And, you know, we attack our celebs. We attack our politicians, good, bad, in the middle. I can't imagine what it would be like to be like Don Trump at this point in time. I can't imagine what it would be like to be a politician walking in this time. If you're going to kill John Lennon, you'll kill anybody. And that guy gets out once or twice a week, doesn't he? What was his name? Hinckley? Chapman?
Chapman.
Well, that guy gets out once a week.
What's he getting in on, booty call?
I think it's booty call or some kind of family issue.
They all find God in prison. They all find God.
Well, he didn't. He wasn't in prison. He was in
insane asylum. But they all find God when you hear them being interviewed. They all find God. They all know they did the wrong thing. The devil made them do it. It's unbelievable.
You think they didn't?
They were finding God before they went in, and that's what made them.
God spoke to them. Voices told them to clean their guns.
That's right.
That's it.
No, you know, it's what's the issue of most of us talk to God, but David Chapman, God spoke to him.
There you go.
When most he starts of talking about
lock and load, lock and load.
Yeah, you know, most of us speak to Jesus, and a few of us, Jesus speaks through. That's what fundamentalism and so forth is. So, no, I don't think the guy should ever be put out on the street. If you've got a register on this, 866-313-3733, should guys who shot the Pope Let's pick a few others. Guy who shot John Lennon said the guy, you got regular sex offenders who are routinely being shoveled back into the society here.
Oh, yeah. It's becoming really epidemic in California, too. They're starting to live together in these community houses, and now they have to pass laws about not allowing, and this is insane. I think the law is not allowing more than six of them to live together at a time.
Yeah,
why? Then, because they'll create a cadre? They'll create
a minion.
and during Halloween, New Jersey did during Halloween, they made all the registered sex offenders like go to like this seminar, like a little Halloween party to keep them away so that when the kids were knocking on the doors, they wouldn't knock on the wrong door.
Oh,
because it's always a treat.
Yeah. There you go.
Now that Howard Stern charges for his show, does that make him in the porno business?
I don't know.
I guess we'll find that out today.
Very rich.
What qualifies as a sex offender? If you got busted for statutory, say you were 21 years old and your girlfriend was 17 and a half, happens all the time, right? Or let's just say you're 19 and your girlfriend is 17 and a half, or she's even 3 months short of her date, right? And you get busted for statutory somewhere in the Midwest where it's a little rougher call, or maybe it's even rougher here, I don't know. But if you get busted for something like that, should you go to jail and stay there?
Well, there's all levels. There's level 1, 2, 3 sex offenders, and each of them have a whole different category of the things that they did and if they've done it repetitively as well. So, you know, I think if you have a really, really good lawyer and you did the statutory thing, it's one thing, but
what if you didn't have a good lawyer?
Yeah, then you.
What if you're black? What if you're black and you're down
lives,
in Alabama?
Dave. It has ruined people's lives. Absolutely.
What animal? If you were 19, okay. Or you say you were 18 and a half, and the girl you got busted with was 3 months short of her birthday, what would happen to you in Montgomery, Alabama?
I'd have never met you, Dave.
That you would
That's
have gotten...
what happened. I'd have never met you, man. That'd have, like, locked me up, threw away the key, man.
A sentence of life plus forever, right?
That's right.
No tractors, no governors,
no tractors,
nothing.
No governors or nothing.
Not wearing your wife's gown.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Don't ever say that, animal man.
I don't think that, actual sex offenders, if it involves kids, absolutely, should ever get back out on the street. If you shot somebody with a weapon with the intention of killing them, it's premeditated. We've seen all kinds of stuff as EMT, where it's a flash of a moment. If there's, how many people have, grabbed the butcher knife in a flash of a moment, especially if somebody's drinking. Or if, blood family. Yeah, come on, even Lindsay Lohan's dad is in jail for assault on a family member. How much of an assault was it? But if it involves kids or it involves somebody, a public figure like that, and that's premeditated, give us a call, 866-313-3733. And as far as lesbian girls getting caught, I think I got one here. Number 9. Jim, you're on. Can you hear me?
Yeah, good morning, Mr. Ross.
How are you?
Man, I am good. I think you guys are doing a fantastic job.
Thanks.
Those girls that got caught here in Ohio, it wasn't presumed. They got caught canoodling.
They were making out with each other.
They were going a little further than that, but yeah, that'll work.
And where were they caught at? How did they get caught? Where was this?
Well, my niece goes to school with them.
Oh, okay.
To save her embarrassment, I'm not going to give you the exact city, but it was Southern Ohio, and they got caught full blown in the bathroom.
How old were these girls?
Sorry?
How old were these girls?
16 and 17.
Okay, well, then there's some kind of other issues that are going on there. I don't know if the school should be involved in this. What do you think?
But sometimes...
They were in school doing it.
My niece told me...
I don't think that's really considered an appropriate lunch.
No, I agree. No, it's not an appropriate lunch, but it is more... It was certainly more nutritious spiritually than McDonald's, Linda.
And I don't doubt that they were caught, but this is like my niece told me... My niece told me that there's this new trend that girls like kind of want to kiss each other in front of guys. Not that they really full-blown lesbian into the whole lesbian experience, but to entertain the guys.
Yeah, and this is about as new as 1971 when I was back in the public school system, and girls routinely used it to catch your attention, all right? And it's, I don't care if it's Madonna, who does it once every fiscal year in order to get attention, and you have all your little Britney Spearses and Lindsay Lohans and Aguilaras who walk right up to the line and get a little whiff of that kind of sexuality, and we love to watch it. Yeah. It's the heartstone of all my favorite Americans.
And sex sells. You know, the videos sell. We sell everything with sex. And then, you know, it's a guy's fantasy, but then it's not okay if it's a girl's reality. And, you know, it's amazing to me that these poor kids, they're being brought up on a society like this, and then all of a sudden when they act out, there's a problem. They get kicked out of school.
Okay, well, here's an issue maybe that I got, and you can weigh it on this one as well, is I don't have a problem with two girls making out if you catch them in the ladies' room. I got a problem if there's two guys making out.
Gee, Dave, I wonder why.
Do you think it would have been a problem at school if it was a guy and a girl making out?
Absolutely not.
What would have happened if it was a guy and a girl?
In a Catholic school, I mean.
He would have got an attaboy and she would have been,
Expelled.
They would have expelled her for making out with him?
It depends. If she was in the boys' room, maybe, or unless he was in the girls' room, then he might have got expelled because he wasn't where he was supposed to be. I mean, I don't think it would have been as a big a thing, and it would have turned into a discrimination suit. You know, obviously, it's a big thing with these women.
I gotta say, though, I agree with you, and I know I'm gonna get crap about this, but it is different. Two guys making out is way different than two girls making out, particularly in high school.
I think it is, especially at this point in time, because two girls making out is a constant currency in our society. You see it constantly. Mm-hmm. I don't care if it's on MTV. I don't care if it's in between the covers of your magazines. And I don't just mean barely legal, but whether it's Playboy or anything else in between. Go ahead.
Britney and Madonna.
Yeah,
of course. And it's a routine thing that every actress now has to,
That's right.
You know.
It's a fad. It really is.
But as far as the guy and girl kissing in Catholic school, I went to Catholic school, and I got in trouble for talking to girls during recess. Guys and girls are separate. I had to write 100 times, I will not talk to the girls. So I think kissing would have been way...
Did it work? Did you stop talking to the girls?
No.
No, it created in him an entirely different result.
Exactly. Which happened to most of us in Catholic school.
Well, it's only natural. In the name of Lou Rawls, who passed on into the glorious future. Go ahead, Hutch, swing that up here. Because he's a natural man. Be careful if we play your song, huh? Don't go away, Roth here. While the boss is guzzling champagne, I'm belvedering some dive. Cause I want to be happy and free, living in love for me. I want to be happy and free, living in loving for me like a natural man. Just like a natural man.
Like a natural man.
I said a natural man.
Like a natural
Naturally, baby. Roth Radio.
David Lee Roth. Mornings.